time for Dean Richards' Entertainment Report. We are waking up to the shocking news about Gene Hackman this morning. Dean, since they're saying no foul play, do you think this could have been maybe some sort of gas leak or something like that? Is there anything new, any information on the cause yet?
No, the Santa Fe County officials there say they continue to investigate the death of Gene Hackman. He was found yesterday after a well-being check. Gene Hackman, 95, his wife, Betsy, 63 years old, and their dog all found dead at their Santa Fe, New Mexico home. I don't know if foul play means something accidental. I don't know if it was something which was intentional. They don't know. They're doing the investigation now to see if they can figure out, but certainly more than mysterious circumstances surrounding the death of truly one of the most prolific actors of all time. If you think about the range of roles that Gene Hackman has played through the years, serious dramas, good guys, bad guys, comedies, he's done it all. This is just a little sample of the great work of Gene Hackman.
All right, gentlemen. He's got one barrel left. When he fires that, take out your pistols and shoot him down like a mangy scoundrel he is.
All right, Popeye's here. Get your hands on your heads. Get off the bar and get on the wall. Come on, move. Move.
Watch the ground! You!
Good evening, Warden. I think these two men should be safe here with you now so they can get a fair trial.
Who is it, Superman?
Lex Luthor, the greatest criminal mind of our time.
Of our time?
Don't inhale until the tip glows.
Wait! Wait! Where are you going?
I was going to make espresso.
One of his funniest roles where he plays the blind man that encounters young Frankenstein in the Mel Brooks movie of the same name. But
yeah, that was great.
As Lex Luthor, as Popeye in French Connection, in Bonnie and Clyde, in Hoosiers, Poseidon Adventure. I mean, we could go on all day of fantastic Gene Hackman roles. He retired 20 years ago, pretty much has stayed out of the public spotlight, but it was in 2002 that this kid who grew up in Danville, Illinois, accepted a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Golden Globes.
Being at the Palace Theater in my little hometown, my favorite time as a young boy, if I had 40 cents, I could ride the streetcar back and forth, get a bag of popcorn, and see a double feature. I would sit in that movie house, the screen would light up, and I'd be transported to darkest Africa and swing from the trees with Johnny Weissmuller, dive to the depths of the ocean with Ray Milland and John Wayne, ride the Santa Fe Trail, or fly wingman with Errol Flynn, or walk side by side with my favorite, James Cagney.
Yeah, some great memories. I was in Danville a few years ago when they honored Dick Van Dyke, who's also from Danville. And we went, Dick Van Dyke was having an event at Danville High School where he graduated. And in the hallways, they have pictures and plaques and memorabilia honoring both of them and other famous alumni from Danville High School. On the streets, there are street signs honoring Gene Hackman there outside the public library, Danville Public Library. They have a big sign commemorating him. They have statues and benches. They're very proud of their very own in Danville. And Gene Hackman was definitely one of those. As I say, this mysterious death that we haven't heard the last of.
Right.
Gene Hackman found dead at his home in Santa Fe. His wife alongside him, also dead. His dog, They don't know what caused it yet. They don't know anything about the circumstances surrounding the cause of death. He was 95 years old. She was 63.
I forgot he was from Danville. And as you know, Dean, so many actors, if you ask them who they admired, they'd say Gene Hackman, wouldn't
yeah.
they?
Yeah, Kevin Costner. We, you know, he was here last year, I think it was, last summer. And, you know, we talked about his favorite roles. He talked about loving Sean Connery and Gene Hackman. Yep. That's some pretty good company to both of them. That's some pretty good company. Gene Hackman, try to think of a bad Gene Hackman performance. Even he would say that some of the movies weren't so great, but his performances every single time completely captivated you.
Absolutely. Some pretty shocking news about this Gossip Girl stuff. We know more about what happened here.
Yeah, that's Michelle Trachtenberg, very well known from the old TV show Gossip Girl, from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, some of the younger skewing shows. She was found dead in her apartment yesterday. She was said to have been very down emotionally, has had health issues for the past year. She reportedly underwent a liver transplant last year, and there may have been complications that became involved in that. Some of her co-stars are remembering her, including Blake Lively, who certainly has been in the news lately. She said of Michelle Trachtenberg, she was electricity. You knew when she entered a room because the vibration changed. Allison Hannigan, who starred with her on Buffy, said she brought a lovely energy to the set. So she is being very fondly remembered. Cause of her death is being investigated. And sadly, only 39 years old.
We mentioned the other day that George Harrison would have been 82 this week, and some of his memorabilia has gone up for auction.
Yeah, this might be the greatest Beatles memorabilia that I've ever heard. You know, there are auctions that take place all the time of stuff that people find that, you know, once were owned or touched by celebrities. A 15-year-old fan was visiting George Harrison's home in 1963. She noticed that there was a piece of crust left from some toast on George's plate. She snatches the piece of crust. It's not even a piece of bread. It's just a crust that George didn't eat. She took it home. She put it in a scrapbook, captioned it, "Piece of George's Breakfast." And that letter and the toast, now, what, 60-something years old, 62 years old? Auctioned off for $95,000 the other day.
If that has a date on the envelope, it's going to be tossed.
How do you authenticate that? I don't get it.
I have no idea.
What about?
I'm warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do.
Teeth marks? I don't know. I don't know.
You know, sample his DNA. What about Dave Chappelle's item?
Yeah, actually, the other Chappelle, Chapel Roan, the singer.
Oh, okay. I thought it was from Dave.
Yeah. Well, you know, you get one Chapel, you get them all. So this one is the one that won Best New Artist with the red hair and the Bozo clown makeup that she wore at the Grammys a couple of weeks ago. She has a music video out that's called Hot to Go. The song's called Hot to Go. And it's kind of a marching band uniform that she wears in this video, a sequin marching band unitard and knee-high boots. That went up for auction recently for the Los Angeles wildfires. They went up for auction for charity. And that uniform went for $89,000.
Yeah.
So $6,000 left, less than a piece of
Beetle toast.
George Harrison's pizza or toast crust.
Let's get to Patricia Heaton.
Yeah, we know Patricia Heaton is Deborah, the ever suffering wife on Everybody Loves Raymond. And she's got a, you know, she's had several series since Raymond and has done a couple of movies. And now she's starring in a brand new movie, which is in theaters right now. It's called The Unbreakable Boy. It's a true story that's based on a best-selling book of the same name about a family dealing with their son who has a very difficult medical diagnosis. The family is dealing with addiction. The family is dealing with the relationship problems. And the film really is about how they work through these many obstacles that they are facing. The actor Zachary Levi stars in it, former star of the TV show Chuck and in the movies Shazam. And he co-stars with Patricia Heaton, and they talk to me about their movie.
Families are going to see themselves reflected in this true story. So they're going to. There's a lot of families that you might not know are dealing with issues. I find that sometimes people won't really talk about this one particular child they have that's having issues, right? And so I think it's great that we have a whole movie, a true story, that's one about conquering these issues and with love and with family and togetherness.
I don't know that it was difficult or scary and that we were showing that vulnerability in film as much as just wanting to make sure that we did it right, that we honored it. And I really feel like we did.
As a comedian who's worked in, you know, TV comedies, being able to laugh in difficult circumstances is so important. It kind of lightens your burden and makes you realize things are going to be okay. I feel that the more open everybody is about the struggles in their family, the more they will realize that they have a community out there.
Yeah, so the movie is called The Unbreakable Boy, and it is playing in theaters right now, a little alternative to the Oscar movies that are out there right now, and you know, everything that's streaming right now, there is very definitely you know, something to watch for everyone. By the way, just before we went on the air, I had a little breakfast snack. I had a banana, and I'm auctioning off the banana peel right now.
Well,
if anybody's interested, I'm starting the bidding at $10,000.
You'll have to compete with me because I've just been told to spit out and save for auction the cough drop in my mouth.
Oh, so okay.
Let's see who gets more.
Good cough drop. There's a lot of good Bob Surratt DNA on a cough drop.
If that has a date on the envelope, it's going to be tossed.
I know. Thank you, Dean.